Charting Toward Intimacy covers mature topics. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Charting Toward Intimacy,
where we're expanding the conversation around Catholic sexuality.
We're your hosts, Ellen and Kathleen. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a little bonus episode of Charting Toward Intimacy. It is just me, Ellen, here today, and I am telling you about an incredible program that I've been working on and currently do a lot of promotion behind for marriage prep and NFP introduction. So if you're not at all interested in marriage prep, I still would love for you to listen to this episode because I have a request at the end. And it's going to be really kind of a short episode to really tell you about this and then put out my request for all of you. So this marriage prep program that I have created is called NFP Basics. And the goal of this program, this is a add-on module to any marriage preparation program. So this can be very easily just inserted as one of the requirements that a couple going through a marriage prep program would do. And the NFP Basics program gives a in-depth overview. It's kind of oxymoronic, but I promise it really makes sense. An in-depth overview of natural family planning, as well as the theology behind why the church teaches natural family planning, why it teaches periodic continence for pregnancy avoidance, why the church is against things like contraception. We talk about a lot of the things that we talk about on this podcast in this program. So we talk about unity and procreation being the two meanings of the conjugal act and how those cannot be separated. We talk about the spousal meaning of the body. We talk about the wedding vows and how what you say on the altar is also what you are saying with your body every time you and your spouse come together in the marital act. And then we go into some basic fertility science, talking a little bit about the cycle, talking about the three main biomarkers that we have. So cervical mucus, basal body temperature, and then hormone testing in urine. So either using LH test strips or Clear Blue fertility monitor. And so we go over those biomarkers and then talk about the different methods that utilize those biomarkers. So here's the program is the couple signs up. They watch a 45-minute pre-recorded video that talks about all of those things that I just mentioned. And then they fill out a survey, each of them. The man fills out a men's survey, and the woman fills out a women's survey. And then they meet with an NFP Basics coach for a live 15-minute debrief session. The goal of this debrief session is to help the couple take their next step. So whether their next step is they need help figuring out which method is going to be a good fit for them, the NFP Basics coaches are trained in how to ask the right questions and figure out which method or two would be a good one for that couple to look into for that woman. Maybe their next step is just diving into the theology a little bit more. Maybe they have a couple of questions that they're just still not sure on. Some people's next step is they really enjoy doing research and they're looking for some more, you know, scientific articles on efficacy rates, or they're looking for, you know, church documents on really what the church teaches. So the goal of these debrief sessions is not to force a couple into a course, because, you know, our job as Christians is to share the truth, but it's the Holy Spirit's job to change hearts. And so the goal of this program is to share the truth and then make the gap as small as possible. What I was finding prior to creating this program, when I was doing a lot of the, you know, quote, NFP talks at marriage prep retreat weekends, or, you know, I'd do it at a Zoom meeting or things like that, I would share this information and people would kind of nod their heads and, okay, yeah, that's interesting. And then no one would ask questions and no one would take the next step and no one would sign up for courses. And what I figured out was that the gap was just too big. When a couple would learn about NFP, it was like, well, that's kind of interesting. And then they'd Google it and get all sorts of strange information or incorrect information. And I wanted to make the step as easy as possible. This personally was the program that I needed when I was going through marriage prep. If someone had given me a good basic introduction to natural family planning and the theology behind it, and then helped me to figure out a method and connected me with an instructor, that's all I would have needed. And what we've been finding in this program is that that's all a lot of couples need. The response from this program running, couple hundred couples have come through this program now, and the response has been incredible. So much more positivity toward natural family planning and fertility awareness than I've ever seen before in doing marriage preparation with the, you know, this NFP and sexuality talk. I have had couples, I've had a woman get into the one-on-one debrief meeting with me and say, oh my goodness, that video was incredible. I stopped the pill a week ago. What do I do next? This video had given her this 180 flip. And she knew after watching the video that she was going to get support immediately in this one-on-one debrief. And so she felt confident in being able to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to listen to what God has to tell me and take this next step. And that's not the only, you know, story that I have. I have so many stories of these couples coming through and just really being appreciative of this kind of slightly different approach to talking about this conversation. Because the other thing that I have found is so many of these couples really appreciate being able to watch a video on this topic instead of being in a large group session. And here's why. In the video, they can sit down in the comfort of their home at a time that's convenient for them and just watch the video without worrying about other people in the room or people looking at them and what their reaction is. And then also, they're able to pause. And if they're watching it side by side with their fiance, they can pause and say, whoa, I didn't know that. What did you think? And have real-time conversations immediately, which you can't do in a presentation setting. And often those conversations get totally skipped over because by the time the presentation's over, you forget what you wanted to say to your fiance and you never even really have that good deep conversation. The other thing that we're finding is because we have these one-on-one debriefs with the couples after each session, after they watch the video, is we're actually getting questions. Again, think about that big group setting. This is a difficult topic to talk about. Sex, intimacy, natural family planning, children, family size, all of those kinds of things. You know, contraception, IVF, IUI, these are all things that are covered in the video, but they're also things that people have additional questions about. And so when we meet with the couples in this one-on-one setting, even though it's a short amount of time, we're still able to answer questions or at least find resources for that couple to read into more in depth if it's not a quick question to answer. But again, in that group setting, people don't like to be the one to raise their hand and ask the question. But in the one-on-one setting, they're in some way kind of forced to ask the question because we're sitting there waiting for them to ask a question or say something, right? And it has just been an incredible journey creating this program. And where I'm at right now with this program is I'm in two spots. One, I've been expanding this program into a couple of different dioceses that are local to me. I'm in California. So there are a number of California dioceses right now that are running this program through their marriage prep. And it's been going incredibly. I am now at a point where I can begin putting this out to additional parishes and dioceses. So if you personally are involved in a marriage prep program and you're interested in learning more about this, learning a little bit more of the details, please go to the link in the show notes to check out the info or send me an email because I'd love to chat with you. Now, here's my request for those of you who might not be involved in marriage prep, but you still listen to the whole episode. I need coaches for this program. I need women who have a love for fertility awareness and natural family planning. It is a requirement that you are utilizing natural family planning and that you are Catholic. I need women who are interested in sitting down in these one-on-one sessions with these couples, answering questions, directing them toward resources, helping them select a method. There is a training program and interview process for this. This is a paid position. And so if you are interested in learning more, I have a simple application, again, in the show notes. And I would love to chat with you. Again, there is a training program and an interview process. It is a very, you know, specific skill set that we do need for this position. But if you have an interest, I would love to talk with you and see if you would be a good fit for the NFP Basics team. I am so excited about this program. It has been phenomenal in the conversations that I've had with couples getting married. And I think that this program can really start turning the tide on the low percentage of Catholics who utilize natural family planning for means of pregnancy avoidance and fertility regulation. So again, check out the links in the show notes. You can look into the info on NFP Basics on my website, and you can download the info sheet and send me an email if you're interested in bringing it to a program that you know of or a program that you're involved in. Maybe you're not even involved in a program, but you know the person at your parish or the person at your diocese that does marriage prep. I'd love for you to connect me with them so that I can chat with them about the program. And then if you are feeling called to apply for this coach's position, I am looking to fill a number of positions. I'm not exactly sure the exact number, but quite a few. I need quite a few coaches because I currently have quite a few dioceses that are looking at the program and excited about bringing it on in their marriage preparation program. So please go check out the link in the show notes and we'll see you next time. Thanks so much for listening. If you are not already following us on Instagram, be sure to check us out at Charting Toward Intimacy. And if you listen to podcasts on a platform that gives you the option to rate or review, we'd love for you to do that because it helps us spread the word about the podcast. If you ever have questions, comments, or episode topic ideas, please reach out to us. We love to hear from you. You can reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Our email is in the show notes. Until next time.